If you turn with me this evening to the epistle to the Philippians chapter 1, pray the Lord will speak to our hearts encouragement. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, a very favorite portion of Scripture. Just be reading one verse, but could you stand tonight? We'll read this verse and pray over the message that God would speak to our hearts. How many wants to be open in this last part of the service to the Holy Spirit speaking to us, talking to us? I did feel this in preparing this sermon, young people. I did feel this in preparing this sermon, young people. But ever since I've been up here on the platform, I've been thinking, oh, God wants to talk to our youth tonight from this verse and encourage you and strengthen you tonight. And I, to all of us, certainly, but I just begin to feel that throughout the service that there's some young people that God really wants to encourage tonight. Amen. Philippians 1, verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's a short verse. Would you do something with me? Would you read that in concert with me together aloud? Could we read that? Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, encourage your people. Strengthen your people. Talk to us tonight. I pray for that one that has grown weak, Lord, that you'd strengthen them tonight. The one whose fervor has cooled, Lord, that you'd reignite their heart tonight. Lord, I just pray you'd give us all a confidence like we never had before that you are at work. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. I want to minister tonight with this thought from this verse. God is still at work. I want you to personalize that. I want you to tell yourself that right now, speaking of yourself, and say, God, you don't have to say this out loud, but say, God is still at work. You can point a finger to your heart, your life, and you can say, pointing at yourself, God is still at work. Hallelujah. Isn't that exciting? I don't know how many of you have traversed I-70 through Indiana. If you have, no doubt you have been very frustrated, not just this construction season, but year after year after year, I-70 through Indiana. I've been driving it many years before I even came to this church, over 25 years, and every year you'll get snarled up in construction traffic. I've heard people ask, I've been one of them, will they ever get finished with it? They're always working on I-70, amen, in Indiana. But in the midst of my getting frustrated, I have to stop and think how much longer I've been under construction. Have you ever wondered if it's ever going to get completed? If the things that need fixed are ever going to get fixed? If the things that need straightened out are ever going to get straightened out? If the things you need the help of the Lord with, you're ever going to get those things done? But in the midst of that, reading this verse, Brother Keith, I can say with gratefulness, God is still working on me. Hallelujah. God is still involved in my life. He never gives up on me and my life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know, it kind of went by up here, but how many knows last week there were two earthquakes in Oklahoma, just real close together. That last one was 5.6. Its epicenter was 20 miles from my hometown. I mean, there was towers that came off churches. The books came out. Glass broke. Pipes broke. In Oklahoma. Not California. Oklahoma. But the untold story there is simply this. Oklahoma, like many other states, has earthquakes every year. But this year already, there has been over double the earthquakes in Oklahoma than in previous years. 2010, 500 earthquakes in Oklahoma. This year, there's been almost 1,100 plus earthquakes in Oklahoma. How many knows we had a close call this week? An asteroid, astronomically speaking, it was within a hair's breadth, came by, flying by this earth. Now, I'm not here one of these that every time the price of gas go up, say, well, it must be the Lord's coming. But I'm telling you, when you begin to have phenomena like this, it does make you think of scriptures. There'll be earthquakes in diverse places. Now, how does this fit in? Well, he said that we can have this confidence that he which hath begun a good work in us will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And when you see signs that tell us that that day is approaching, with the knowledge that the day is approaching, also comes the assurance that he's going to keep on working on us until that day comes. If the day's approaching, that means he's still at work in our lives. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah. I know that this was spoken as a promise to the church of the Philippians as a whole. He was saying to them as a church, you've been founded on the rock Christ Jesus. There's been a work begun in Philippi, and God is going to complete and continue that work until he completes it. But what is true of the church, I believe is true of those that make up the church. Everyone sitting here tonight, if you're born again, if you're a believer, there was a day when God begun a work in you. And I believe this promise applies to us tonight. He that hath begun a work in us, he's not going to walk off and leave it, but he's going to keep on working until Jesus gets here. Hallelujah. What a promise. What a confidence. The scripture says being confident. In other words, there should be no doubt in our minds. There should be no doubting and thinking that God is finished with us, that God has given up on us, that God has quit on us, that God has thrown up his hand over us, that God is going to walk away and leave us. But we ought to have every confidence, hallelujah, that he's still at work. I know you've got difficulties like I do. I know you mess up like all of us do. I know there's failures. I know there's frustrations. I know it seems awfully slow sometimes, but I'm telling you, you can have a confidence tonight that the God who first breathed life into you, the God who caused you to be born again, he's still at work in your life. What a confidence to have. Hallelujah. People give up on God, not God on people. I see people lose out with God and walk away. Some of them would like to blame God. He didn't do this, he didn't do that. But I'm going to tell you, it's not God that gives up on people. It's people that gives up on God. Amen. So I want you to notice just quickly from this verse. First of all, the commencement, the beginning, the commencement of this work. Our verse says, again, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun. He that which hath begun a good work in you. I'm telling you, the first marvel tonight is that Jesus actually took the care, had the grace to begin a work in us. That he'd even start with us. Think of that. We ought to throw up our hands and say, oh, what a wondrous thing that God would even start with us. But he did. He began a work in us. He chose us. He called us. He saved us. He washed us. He regenerated us. He gave us new life. He made us a new creation. He meant he began the work in us. He saw the diamond in the rough. He saw the vessel in the clay. He saw the saint in the sinner. He saw the child of God and the child of Satan. And he began the work of grace in our hearts. Hallelujah. It says here, it's a good work. Way back to creation, when God did a work, made a work, he said, and it is good. I'm telling you, when God does something, it's good. Amen. We'd have to confess the best thing that ever happened to us was when we allowed God to work in our lives. Hallelujah. I just wish folks would hear the message tonight that God will begin a work if you let Him in your life. Amen. We are His work. We are the work of God. What He has begun is His handiwork. It's His project. It's His piece of art. And it is good. But not only is there the commencement of this work, there's a continuation of this work. And that's the main message tonight. Let's look at the verse again, the continuation. Being confident in this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it. Will perform it. Brother Bill was talking about what those original words mean. And the will perform it means He will continue until it's complete. He will perform it. He will perform it. He will continue it until it is complete. The God that began the work is continuing the work. You know, the error of so many churches, of traditions, of the mistake of so many theologies, the error of so many folks is to believe that the getting saved, the born again experience, is the end of what God does for us. I'm telling you, being born again is not the completion of what God does. It's not the end of what God does for us. Being born again is only the beginning. Hallelujah. Being saved is only the beginning. And once He begins, He wants to continue to work in our lives. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. If, as we must concede, it took God to begin the work in our lives, then we know it will also take God to continue the work in our lives. It's not that God got this thing started and we pick up where He left off. It's not even that God got this thing, or we got this thing started and God picks up where we left off. From start to finish, it's a work of God. It's what He does. I don't know how you feel, but I feel like, oh God, amen, go ahead and work. Go ahead and continue that work you have begun. Praise the name of the Lord. He continues that. He began the work with justification, making us right with God. But He continues the work with sanctification. He began the work by washing us from our past sins. But He continues the work by giving us victory over the things that led us into sin. He began the work by starting us on the path. But He continues the work by helping us to walk on the path. He began the work by making us a child of God. But He continues the work by giving us the grace and the ability to live like a child of God. Amen. If we're not a work, and I want you to hear me tonight, if we're not aware of His continuing to work in our lives, it's because we've become dead into it. We've become unaware of it. We've become uninterested in His work. We're not allowing Him to work. You see, I'm not aware that God's still working in my life. Are you allowing Him to do the work? You see, I'm not aware of God working in my life. Do you want Him to work in your life? Are you seeking Him? Are you calling on Him? I'm telling you, He is at work if we'd only let Him. He would do a new thing if we'd only let Him. There would be a new illumination. There would be a new opening up of the Word. There would be a new encounter in prayer. Amen. He is working if we'll just let Him. Amen. I thought of the young people as I was waiting to preach tonight. I saw God begin works in your heart, different places, Southern Ohio, Camp Dove, Granite City. But I'm telling you what God began, He didn't want that to fizzle out. He didn't want that to die away. He wanted you to allow Him to continue that thing that He began. And I want to ask you with the rest of the church tonight, right here tonight, can you say that you are letting God work in your lives? Continue the work. Amen. I've been praying for some. Amen. I've seen them back away. I've seen the fervor die out. That's not God's will. That fire that He started, He wants to fan it so it burns more brightly than ever. There's no room for backing up, letting down, turning around. It's time to let God continue the work. If there's spiritual stalemate in my life, it's not because God decided to quit working in my life. It's because I stopped letting Him work in my life. And that's why I have the spiritual stalemate. Amen. You know, sometimes we get to this place. It's not that we've got the victory. It's that we've just stopped fighting. Amen. You know, sometimes God hasn't finished working on us. We've just stopped letting Him work. We don't like those children's songs to be sung necessarily out with we adults. But there's a lot of truth in that little children's song, "He's Still Working on Me." Took Him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the Jupiter and Mars. How what? Patient He must be. Just a week to make the moon and the stars. And here I've been saved for 45 years, and He's still working on me. You know why it takes Him longer with me? Because I got a will that resists Him. I have desires that go against Him. I mess up what He's already made right. I'm glad you knew so much about me, but I'm sure you was thinking of someone else. But it takes God longer because of the fits we give Him, so to speak. I think it's just time we let Him work in our lives. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if we found the beginning of His work glorious, didn't you? When you got saved, when you first got saved, didn't you find it glorious? But I'm telling you, if the beginning of His work was glorious, so can be the continuing of His work. Justification was glorious, but so can be sanctification. Amen. He's still working on me. But last of all, I want you to notice the completion of this work. I've told you that He will perform it means He will continue it till it's complete. But there's a completion date until the day of Jesus Christ. You can interpret that however you want to, but Jesus is going to have His day. There will be a resurrection. However you work it out, Jesus is coming again. And when it comes to that date, it's going to be completion date. He's going to finish the work that He began. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad you could have the confidence that God is going to finish the work? The work will be completed when Jesus comes. We've got a lot of things He's working on. But when Jesus comes, our spirit, our soul, and our body are going to be a complete work of God. We'll have been justified. We'll have been sanctified. And our bodies will have been glorified. And the work will be finished. We will finally be in the image of the Lord Jesus. Amen. We will be in a place that never again where will we fail God. Will we mess up? Will we sin? The work will be completed. That will be a day when truly all my faults and all my failures and all my shortcomings and all my troubles and all my pains and all my crises, they'll be over with because He will have finished the work. That's why we must let Him continue the work He began. Because if we allow Him to continue it, there will be a day that work will be complete. I'll drop this robe of flesh and rise to be at His side. Hallelujah. I would venture to say this would be true to all of us. Around our house are unfinished projects. I'm not giving an altar call right now, but how many just admit around your house there are unfinished projects. Okay. You don't need to be elbowing your spouse. None of that. But you see, there's a difference. It's one thing for a project to be unfinished, yet you're still working on it. And it's another thing for a project to be unfinished simply because you've quit working on it. You can't just say, well, we're all unfinished projects. If you're not letting God work on it, that's a whole different scenario. I want to tell you, with God, there are no unfinished projects because He still works on them, continues to work on them, till one day He will complete them. The only unfinished projects are those where the project says to God, I'm done. I don't want you to do anything else. I'm through. If we'll let God, we'll find that we one day will not be an unfinished project, but we'll be complete in His presence. Aren't you glad we can have that confidence that He which hath begun a good work in us will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ? That's our promise. Would you come, music? That is our confidence. I never heard it, but they tell me there is an advertisement for this special skin gel. I don't even understand what kind it is. It's called the Future Perfect Micro Skin Gel. They say this will do for your skin like no other lotion or gel will do. I'm not selling that tonight, but I liked a part of their ad. Their ad, speaking of skin, but it'll work for our soul. Their ad says, the past forgiven, the present improved, and the future perfect. They might have written that for skin, but that's true of the work that God has begun in our heart. The past forgiven. That's the way He begun it. He forgave our past. The past forgiven. The present. Could I alter that a little bit? The present being improved. But the future, we're going to be perfect. Brother Keith, we shall be like Him. How's that sound? How's that sound? We shall be like Him. How's that sound, brother? We shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. He didn't bring us this far to leave us. He didn't teach us to swim to let us drown. He didn't build His home in us just to move away. And He didn't lift us up to let us down. He that begun the good work, if we'll let Him, He'll continue it until it's finished. If you need that confidence tonight, would you stand, lift your hands and say, thank you, God, that I know You're still at work. You've not given up on me. You've not thrown in the towel over me, Lord. You're still at work. You're still moving. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can go ahead and praise Him. I don't understand it all. I just try to obey God. But as I have been on the platform tonight, and as I've preached, the whole main thrust of the message has changed in my heart to this. And that is that with the confidence, there's a sadness. Listen, there's a sadness that some folks have quit letting God move in their lives. As a pastor, because I care, I could even call names. At one time you were letting God work in your life, you were making a push forward, you were seeking the things which are above, amen, you got involved in every ministry, everything you possibly could, you wanted God to work in your life, but you've backed up from that, you quit being involved, you quit worshiping, you quit taking the opportunities of ministry, whether it's choir, nursing home, whatever, you just backed up. I don't know what you're going through. I'm not saying this to condemn you. I'm just saying it's a wonderful thing if you say, wait a minute, it's not that God's given up working on me. It's that I've quit letting Him work on me. I've stopped letting Him talk to me. I've quit getting into His presence for those moments where I felt His Spirit come down and how His presence just moved and changed. I've quit finding those places. If that's you tonight, my heart's burden is you'd say, wait, I recognize what I've been doing. But tonight, I'm going to say, thank God that You've not given up on me. And I'm going to let You tonight continue the work. It's been a while, God, since I've let You work in my life. But tonight, God, I'm going to just open myself back up to You and say, oh, God, do Your work. Because when that day of Christ comes, I want Him to be able to complete the work. Amen. If you'd like for Him to continue His work that He's begun, I want you to come. And if you're here tonight and you've not let Him begin the work, let Him begin it tonight. He that cometh to Me, I will in no wise cast out. Let's come and pray. Let's pray, God, continue Your work. Continue Your work. Hallelujah. Continue Your work, Lord.